They've been talking about giving him a Nobel Prize for several years, but Bob Dylan did receive an honorary Pulitzer Prize this past week for his body of work. Now, he deserves the Nobel, but hey, Pulitzer, it's something, hey, hey. But, you know, in 500 years, 1,000 years, people are not going to be remembering Iraq or September 11th or George Bush, but they are still going to be remembering Bob Dylan. Wait and see. This is the Weekly News and Review from KillRadio.org and from the Harpers.org website. This was posted Tuesday, April 15th. It's Tax Day 2008 by Paul Ford. And this, of course, concerns the news of the past week. I'm Bennett, your faithless host from Kill Radio. Always starts with such sad news. 20 U.S. soldiers were killed last week fighting across Iraq. And 1,300 Iraqi officers and soldiers were fired for poor performance. The Bush administration said that it was optimistic that many more refugees from the estimated 4.4 million people who have fled from Iraq or had been internally displaced would be allowed into the United States. United Snakes. Since the war began, the United States has only accepted 5,000 Iraqi refugees. Sweden has taken 34,000. Did you know that? Hillary Clinton and John McCain accused Barack Obama of elitism after Obama commented on the bitterness of working-class people in a speech at an expensive San Francisco fundraiser. They cling to guns, said Obama, or religion, or antipathy towards people who aren't like them, or anti-immigrant sentiment, or anti-trade sentiment as a way to explain their frustrations. Scientists identified a group of 8,000-year-old Norway spruce trees in western Sweden, believed to be the oldest on Earth. The trees, which took root after the last ice age, stayed at a shrub-like size for most of their lives. The last few decades, we have seen a much warmer climate, which has meant that they have popped up, said tree expert Leif Coleman. There were riots in Haiti, Indonesia, the Philippines, and Cameroon over increasing food costs. Some blamed the rising price of corn, up 31% from 2005, on the burgeoning biofuel industry, pointing out that to fill up an SUV with a tank of ethanol uses as much corn as can feed a person for a year. World Bank President Robert Zelic called for more contributions to the $500 million World Food Program. We have to put our money, he said, where our mouth is. The 2008 Summer Olympics torch relay, a tradition that began in 1936 as a celebration of Nazi ideology, traveled to Dar es Salaam, guarded by China's 30-person paramilitary Sacred Flame Protection Unit. Onlookers chanted, "Tanzania is a peaceful country," as a police helicopter hovered overhead. Two Arizona chemists published a paper expressing concern over the uncontrolled use of odor-fighting socks, which may, when washed, pollute aquatic ecosystems with nanoparticle silver. Researchers in Virginia found that due to pollution, the scent of flowers, which could travel up to 4,000 feet during the 19th century, now travels not even a quarter of that distance. Killer bees attacked Mexican policemen after one officer shot up their hive. European scientists used lasers to stimulate electrical activity in thunderclouds. And geneticists were reportedly impressed by a new cloning technique that, according to the chief scientific officer of U.S. firm Advanced Cell Technology, can actually produce a child. A poll by the science journal Nature found that 20% of its readers use brain-enhancing drugs. I hope that's not ginkgo biloba. In the Indian city of, I can't pronounce this, Bhubaneswar, Baranchi Das, former coach of six-year-old marathon runner Budaya Singh, was shot dead after a dispute with a gangster over a small-time actress. Yes, people in India really take their movies and actors seriously. Villagers in northern India began worshipping a newborn girl with two faces as the reincarnation of Durga, the Hindu goddess of valor. She drinks milk from her two mouths, said a hospital director, and opens and shuts all the four eyes at one time. That's a parasite. And that's a parasitical twin. Two faces. This must be 2008. The UK Privy Council approved reforms that allow Sark, a small island off the coast of Normandy, its own parliamentary government. These moves are intended to be a step away from a feudalist system, said the Seneschal of Sark. French and Canadian astronomers announced the discovery of the coldest brown dwarf star on record, 40 light years away. And Russia was considering sending monkeys to Mars. John Wheeler, the physicist who coined the term black hole, died at age 96 in his 1999 autobiography. He explained what can be learned by studying black holes. That space can be crumpled like a piece of paper, he wrote, into an infinitesimal dot. Yep, that's the news for the week. Kind of leaves me hanging there. I'm just another soldier boy. This is John Cale and his single Mercenaries.
They didn't want to pay me, but they did.
That's called Mercenaries, Ready for War. And I don't know, it seemed like a fitting thing. So that's the weekly news and review from Kill Radio and Harper's. Thanks for listening, and now go away and, you know, leave me alone.